It's 7:22 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is the Sheriff of Rice County, Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
It is the beginning of a new year. I'm sure you've noted that, but 2021 is now in the books, and we're looking forward to better things in 2022. And boy, one of the things from the standpoint of being a sheriff in Rice County was the traffic fatalities that we had this year. Boy, that last year in 2021. That's a tough year. You know, talking with Sheriff Dunn before he left, saying, you know, you have to notify loved ones that of a passing of somebody who died in a car accident is perhaps the worst thing he has to do as a sheriff. It was a tough year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so in 2021, we had five traffic-related fatalities. You know, I always say one life is too many to lose, but five is a lot. To put that in perspective, in 2020 we had 10, which was the highest we've had since 2008. So three main causes for crashes are usually speed, alcohol or narcotics related, and driver distraction or inattentive. So just a big reminder to pay attention, put your phone away, it's not that important, slow down. We do not want to have to come to your house or your loved one's house and tell them that you're not coming home because you're killed in a crash. That's something we don't look forward to.
No, not at all. You look at days like today. We've had back-to-back days where we've had about an inch of snow. Not really enough to plow, but it stays on the road and makes the roads icy, snow-packed, and just flat-out slippery.
Yeah, and it's hard for the MnDOT and our county plows to get that fine layer of ice off the roadways when the sun's not shining and it's below zero, because some of the chemicals don't work like they should when that's above zero. So you have to keep that in mind. They're out there doing the best they can, and it comes back on the drivers of the vehicles to also do their best and slow down and pay attention.
Now, when you came in today, did you notice the roads were pretty bad?
I came in on Highway 3, and I thought that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was dry. I didn't like lose any traction any time, and so...
All right. Once again, Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us from Rice County. It is wintertime. We're after the first of the year. We're in January now, and you start seeing, houses popping up on the lakes, little houses, people going fishing and ice fishing and such. What, as far as the ice goes, you know, I really haven't paid too much attention for the past few weeks about that, but I would imagine it's... getting thick, I guess. I want to say safe, but that's not always the word to use.
Yeah, so ice is never 100% safe, so just echo that out there. It's never 100% safe. It's been kind of a strange year. We had, you know, a foot of snow, and then it got super warm, and the snow went away, which I think was beneficial for the ice because it gave the lakes a chance to get a good start or a good base of ice. I know the vehicles are driving on the lakes now. We've seen that already. And I haven't been out. I'm planning on going out tonight just to do a little fishing, hopefully, and check the ice conditions. And it's just people need to be cautious of the ice, and it's not consistent, right? So you'll have some lakes in Rice County have a spring, like Cedar Lake between West Cedar and the main body of water. In the Narrows, is we usually have a vehicle every other year that goes through there. So it's let people know where you're going. Take precautions, take your ice picks if you're going to venture out in an unknown area. And if you're staying overnight in an ice shelter or a fish house, whatever you want to call it, make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector because we've lost people in the past to that.
So. Yeah, that's very tragic. I mean, you're just out there minding your own business, having a good time doing some ice fishing, and if you don't have the proper ventilation or if you have a faulty heater or something in there, a tragedy could happen, so be careful of that. Well, you're an ice fisherman yourself?
I'm not as avid as my two younger brothers, but I do like to get out once in a while, yes.
Where do you get out to?
Usually on Cedar Lake. Otherwise, I go up north. We have a family cabin and go up there in that area.
So. All right. I was going to ask you how the fishing has been this year, but you just mentioned you haven't been out. So
my chief deputy has been out a couple times, and he's caught some nice sunfish on cedar. So
all right. So. At least it makes it worth your while to get out there.
it's just nice to be out and get away from, you know, work and shut your phone off for a little bit and
do something different, right?
Yeah,
no doubt about it. There's nothing like just sitting there with in nature, whether it be in a shelter or just on a bucket in the middle of a lake.
That's a little cold for a bucket today, Jeff.
I think I'm going to pass on the bucket thing today as well. Once again, Sheriff Thomas is with us from Rice County. What else? Anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here?
I would just like to shout out to all the citizens in Rice County who were able to either ring the bell for the Salvation Army or make a donation this year. Preliminary numbers look like we had a really good year. So we have a meeting next Monday to finalize all the money that came in and go over it. And hopefully next time I can, or Jim or somebody can get on the radio and let you everybody know how well they did.
All right. I'd like that. Jim did a great job of putting that all together. And, yeah, I know being out and about during the holidays, you make different trips, and it's good to see it staffed all the time. There's always somebody there ringing the bell. People really stepped up. And it's enjoyable doing that. It's all for such a good cause. You know, it happens just once a year, but the effects of that go on throughout the year.
Correct. That's the money we make during that 17 days is the money that they have to give out to people that need help. It's difficult times. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for taking some time and coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Always enjoy talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, make sure you stay warm today. It's a little chilly.
Yeah, will do.
All right.
Sheriff Jesse Thomas from Rice County. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.